When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in moments, the Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings. We'll have a sacrifice for Soto, High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report coming up as well. Before that, Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-Jewelers.com.
I throw this out there.
Yeah.
Eagles put out the injury report.
Yes.
Smitty is on there as a limited participant.
Yeah.
Hamstring.
Yeah, that was all week last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're okay.
Should we sit him?
Oh,
I don't think they should sit him. I'm just wondering, will he be sitting tomorrow?
Well, they don't throw to him anyway, so what difference does it make?
Okay. Nobody seems to be worried.
Well, I mean, it was all last week on there as well, and then he went out there, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, yeah, and he went out there and caught two passes.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I asked Baldy, like, on film.
Yeah. There, what does he look like?
Did he not get open? I don't know.
He's going to get a really good cardio workout tomorrow. It's going to be a nice decoy.
Oh, it's a nice decoy. Okay. All right. So you said we don't put any time touchdowns on him tomorrow?
I would not.
Dude, hold on, Ike.
What?
What are we doing about Dotson? And what are we doing about Zach Ertz? They already named Zach Ertz the captain. He's walking out to the midfield.
He's definitely scoring tomorrow.
Well, he's going to be what, plus 650 to score?
Nah, his odds are kind of not that great. Like plus 400.
Oh, you can't bet that then.
Well, don't, we will. One and two.
Yeah.
So, Twitter question. Would you trade Tyrese Maxey and 5 first-round picks for Giannis if the Bucks made him available? What do you think the Twitter results are? Would you trade Tyrese Maxey and 5 first-round picks for Giannis were he available? Yes or no?
No, our fans.
Yeah.
Do they have 5 first-round picks?
They either have 4 or 5.
Yeah, it does not matter, Jack. Yeah.
They have 2 of their own. They have 2 Clippers picks. It's either 5 or 4.
I think people would say no. I think most people say no, they wouldn't do it.
Yep.
And let's go with 63%.
72% say no.
Oh, 72. Okay. Yeah.
72% say no.
I thought it might be in the 60s. Okay.
No. All right.
All right.
So it's time to.
Fine. That means 27% would do it.
Would do it. Yeah. And the day after, they'd all be fine.
We got Giannis.
We got Giannis.
Well, they say what, 50 in a closeout game? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to argue against
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Let's give a report on our Eagles reporters.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
All right, I'm going to be honest. We need a little more out of everybody.
Get them.
Everyone's just sitting on their hands. You know, Eagles Insider of the Year, it's like a high school basketball game where there's no shot clock. And the team thinks they have the lead. They just walk the ball up the court and hold the ball and wait for the game to end. What are we doing? You're supposed to be our inside into the team, reporting stories, things we don't know. What have we gotten over the last week? Squata, I think we got
nothing.
One thing.
Yeah. And that's because the Eagles are backed into a corner because their head coach
screwed up.
Yes.
So before we give the power rankings, we would like you to know what we want and what you'll get. And this is for the people competing, one of them in this room. So we're going to have some bounties. Bounty number one.
They're legal, right?
Legal bounties.
Okay.
Bounty number one. We want to know if the Eagles are negotiating with Zach Bond for an extension.
Mm.
The first reporter to get that will go to number one on the power rankings. We want to know if the Eagles start to talk to Nick Sirianni about an extension. You will go to number one on the power rankings.
So what we're... Let's use this clear.
Yes.
What you're really asking is... Because if you say, we want to know if they are...
Yes.
Saying no doesn't...
Correct.
Right.
Or if you were to report...
If you put it out as a report...
The Eagles have no plans on negotiating with Zach Bond for a contract before...
That would be...
That's a report.
Yeah, that's a report.
The Eagles have no plans on talking to Nick Sirianni. That would be a report.
Welcomed.
No, let me ask you this. Stop it with the Sirianni thing. I just heard that. If they report that now, but then the Eagles wind up giving him an extension,
we'd have to take the trophy away.
Okay. Yeah. I just wondered.
Yes. Now, if that happens before the end of the season, they get dinged. Right?
Okay.
They get dinged.
All right.
They get dinged.
But can we say if it happens before free agency?
Well, the problem is we're going to award it.
Oh, yeah. I see what you said.
Beforehand.
Before. You're right.
So all we're saying is, if there are sneaky injuries, like what happened with Jalen Hurts, and we will give some points for that, mm-hmm. we want to know before Nick Sirianni screws up.
Yes.
Do a little
accidentally tells
work.
Do your job.
Don't just go to practice and tweet the quotes that when other people ask
and
questions.
And the stupid videos. No one even knows what they're doing.
Yes. Oh, look, I'm 75 yards away, and we're the exact same. We're at eye level with the players. You can't see anything.
Be different.
Do your job.
Wow.
So here is last week's power rankings. Number 5, John Clark. Number 4, Elliot Shore Parks. Number 3, LeSean McCoy. Number 2, the newspaper reporter. Number 1, Josina Anderson. Here is this week's reporting, or this week's power rankings. Number 5, dropping all the way to 5, his lowest ranking, the newspaper reporter.
Ooh, about time.
Do we have that audio, Jack, of what happened at Nick Sirianni's Zoom conference today? Here's what happened.
We'll go to Jeff and then Zach.
John stole my question.
Then no question. John
Pass.
Stole my question. You didn't have 2 questions for the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles? Think on your feet.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, drop star. How are you going to be an insider if you don't even ask a question? Number 5, in danger of falling out. Get on your horse.
All right.
Number 4, staying there, LeSean McCoy.
What?
Well, nothing happened.
Okay. Well, he also did. Yeah, nothing happened.
Yeah. Number 3, back into the top 5, because he at least attempted to get a story from Jordan Mailata, is Ike Reese.
There we go.
Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We didn't know if Jordan Mailata was going to play. Ike attempted to get the story. At least he did something.
It was on the players' lounge. It was.
Yeah. You grilled him.
To be honest, I don't even know if he grilled them. Elliot
told
could have grilled
us. Him. He told us he grilled them. Yeah, no, we.
Well, if Elliot disputes it, then maybe I didn't.
Yes. Well, it's too late. The power rankings are out.
Rankings are out.
Speaking of Elliot, moves up to number 2.
What did he do?
He also gets credit for the Mailata thing. He was there.
He was there.
And he made it back from Dallas in time.
Yes.
I have to give him credit for that.
Yep.
Did he report on the sun? Did he do anything while he was in Dallas?
No. He did not blind himself, which would have been great.
Yeah, I'm like, did he put a report out like, well, you know, it could be hard for these guys to see today. The sun is glaring.
All he
well,
did
Howard
was,
told me last night he knew about the sun the whole time.
Yes, that's what he
and
said.
Didn't tell anybody.
And he's talking to the Eagles coaches about it. Trying to inform them, hey, the sun's there. Yeah. Never heard of it?
Yeah, thanks, Howard.
Hit the breaking news sounder. Yeah. Sun, a little bright.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then number one has not been in the power rankings before, even though we respect him a great deal as a reporter, is Tim McManus.
Welcome, Tim.
So,
T-Mac?
So what happened
what
was Nick Sirianni screws up. Howard gets on the air and says, it's not true.
You're all idiots.
And then Tim McManus comes out with the story that Jalen has been dealing with an ankle for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Mm. We have to give him credit for it. It's the quarterback of the football team. No one had the story. Tim McManus, number one.
Now, again, we didn't have to wait till the coach screwed it up. We could have been on the ankle story for weeks, apparently.
Weeks.
Ankle gate.
Do your job.
Well, Howard said every time he sees him, he looks regular to him.
Oh, yeah, but thanks, Howard, I don't know how he can't see.
Jalen's fine.
It looks great when I see him. Jesus Christ.
You saw the sun. We should give you a headset. You can wear 2 of them.
You and Big Dom.
He wears a headset for us.
I was going to say, the king wears a headset.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
He hasn't called in a play yet, though.
We'll give you purple ones to match your shoes.
Yep, you got to. Has to match the suit. By the way, suit looked good Sunday.
What's that?
His suit looked good Sunday.
He always has good suits.
Oh.
I just can't believe he's still rocking the Vans. That's his
signature.
Yeah, but it's like 15 years ago, Vans.
No,
were
Vans are always cool.
No,
bro.
They're not.
Yes,
on,
they
stop.
Are.
Stop.
Vans are always
get
cool.
Get some Allbirds.
You kidding? No.
What?
Allbirds are like 8 years ago.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Are you a tech bro?
I don't even know what that is.
That's
a shoe brand?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a tech bro.
Yeah. They're a shoe brand that you can wear the sneakers without socks and they don't smell, which is perfect for Jack because Jack doesn't like wearing socks.
He is a no socks shoe wearing guy.
before we get to the High Hopes Jackie baseball report, Rios in North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, real quick before I get to that main topic, but so we gave the new rookie dude, y'all gave him the nickname Nails?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. All right. So we got Nails and Smiley. I had twinkle fingers, but it's all good. I deal with Nails. Yeah, I mean, but Nails and Smiley, ain't that some good stuff, huh?
What a franchise.
Anyway, very, very, very beautiful. But Spike, definitely, I give it to you, bringing up the point on the, very interesting on, if we traded or whatever, with the Sixers. I could be either way. I'm not a guy who's going to sit there like, oh, my God, you can't trade Maxey. Like, I already know. It's just something in my feelings with the Sixers right now, I probably don't even really care as much of the bleepery that they're doing and what's going on. It's just like whatever. But anyway, I'll – and y'all know how I feel about Paul George. I've been saying that. But anyway, speaking on that, all right, let's get to the main topic, this Nick Sirianni thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
So, Spike, man, I love you, bro. Do me this favor. I love Spike when you just want to be, like, scrappy and fight everybody.
Yes.
Be that guy. That guy, bro. Because this bromance thing you got a little bit with Nick Sirianni, it's like, it throws me off a little bit. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that, I'm going to just say this. No, we're not being too hard. The way Philadelphia now, being too hard. Let me tell you something. We're not being too hard, and I wish people would stop saying stuff like that, because it's like this. At the end of the day, I want that championship coach. I want that coach that don't care. I want that coach that is tough. You hear a lot of people say that we ran Andy Reid out of the city. No, the hell we didn't. You want to know why? Because Andy Reid wasn't a damn sucker. I'm not saying I'm a big Andy Reid fanboy, but he was no damn sucker. So we didn't run him out the city. Yeah, I mean, it was the timing and whatever it was for it. But Nick Sirianni deserves the stuff that happened last year. He deserves what happened in the Cleveland game. He deserves all them little scratchy points when y'all scratch y'all head about them freaking fourth downs. You know what I'm saying? And mind you, there's people who go extreme. And it's great, because this is a great country. You're entitled to your own freaking opinion. But at the end of the day, he deserves that. Now, I want us to keep him, media, us, keep these people on their toes, because we demand what we demand for this freaking city. We know, we already seen the expectation that they went to the freaking Super Bowl. We see what team we got right now. All we want to do is, whatever's the issue, just fix it. Be tough. One thing about this city and people who ain't from here, they know. Man, when you get the love from this city, it ain't like nothing. Put your heart and soul into it. Put your heart and soul into it, and you're going to get the freaking love. Because at the end of the day, we need these type of coaches who could deal. Okay, do me this favor. Show us. People who think about him the wrong way or negative, be like, okay, y'all betting against me? Show us wrong. Who was freaking wrong? That way you could throw that part in our face, but you know what? We're going to be happy, because you're getting them freaking wins and you're doing what you got to do. So I just want to stop all the little extra where it's like in this world and in this city. Man, hell with the word. I love my city.
That's right.
In this city, you know what I mean? We all of a sudden we're like different, like, oh, we want to do all these hugs. Like the way you were sounding a little bit, Spike, and I love you to death, it was almost like Paul George when he was playing for Indiana in the playoffs against LeBron James. He didn't care about nothing else. He didn't care about winning the playoffs, getting to the championship. All he wanted to do was hug. Hug LeBron James. No, we're not doing none of these hugging, rubbing his back. No, man. Okay, you as good as your last game. Great stuff. He deserves, though. You did the right thing. You're a coach. He a CEO. He deserves that, because you want to know why? As a CEO, he's making sure every area within his organization on that portion, they had to come to him. So he's signing off on that within the Eagles. So I give him that, because we've been winning whatever. Well, all to the freaking next. Eggshells on your toes, because we demand what we demand in this damn freaking Super Bowl. So let's not let us spike, bark back, and fight like you do, man. Piss people off. Don't come on. I don't want you nice no more. Just piss people off every freaking time, yo. Gentlemen,
All right.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Rios, I'll just be honest with you. I thought comparing him to Andy Reid would actually piss people off, to be quite honest with you. I was trying, you know.
Well,
nobody else hearing it, I was doing my best. It just...
Well, that thing would probably do depend on how people feel about Andy Reid, but we ain't going to even do that comparison like how you hear a bunch of other comparisons with stupid things, and I ain't going to even mention it. But at the end of the day, dog, this is Philadelphia. You know what is Ike? Come on, man. You used to knock people over their freaking head.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, that's why we freaking loved you.
Yeah.
You already know what time it is.
What about Najee Davenport?
Get them in freaking line. I'm trying to,
Reels.
You know
trying
what time
to.
It is. Look, we can't get too soft. Tomorrow is a big damn game. And y'all already know, like, I'm ready, and I got to get ready for tomorrow, too, for my guys. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we need you on game day, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to need you to rest up.
Get the city, get the meter, get Jack, get Spike, get everybody in there. Like, offensive linebacker. I don't give a damn about an intern. You got to train them up. They got to learn. Peace.
All right, Rios.
It's a lot there. It's a lot to unpack, man.
How are we going to do here, Jack? I wanted to get to the Philly stuff. Do we just do it after top five?
Nobody cares about the Phillies.
Nah, it's good rumors.
I care more about them than the freaking Sixers.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. We got to do the update for Sacrifice for Sober.
No, just wait till after top five.
After top five.
I mean, Najee Davenport, Zach Crockett, you know, it's...
Well, then we got to give our guy Andrew and Jamison his spot here. Andrew, you're on WIP.
Oh, fellas.
Yo, what up?
Guess who's going to the game tomorrow on the sideline? You already know.
On the sidelines?
I mean, we representing bread and butter, and just a little bit of thoughts about last game. Y'all were just talking about, like, putting them over the top. Hurts and Barkley, they put him over the top. I mean, he outperformed Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I mean, who would you rather have leading your team besides Mahomes or Burrow, you know?
So, Allen, Herbert.
Yeah, but they're turnover machine.
Would you stop with the Herbert?
Poor Elliott's report of the interception problems going away, you know?
Yeah.
When did they came back?
Yeah.
I would like to see not as many tush pushes. Give 26 the ball on the goal line. He's proved for however many years of his life that he can run it on the goal line. So I'd like to see him get some more scores. And I don't know if you guys like this, but bread, butter, and toast.
Wait a
minute. Toast.
No.
Toast is not a good. Well, that was Izell Jenkins' nickname, and it was a bad one.
That's a bad thing. Yeah.
You don't want to be a D back as Toast. That's a bad nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. All right. Scrap it.
Okay. Who are you making toast?
Well, is Quinyon.
Quinyon. Oh yeah.
So also, I think eventually Jack should have top five at five truck tryouts, and you can make a nickname up for me. Andrew Jamison, and one more thing.
Yes.
To make my case to be in a caller, I mean, I know Fritzy's a little pushback against me. I don't know why. But I brought back Ike Juice, first guy to do it in a month.
He did.
Yep.
He did bread and butter. Yeah.
I got came to the live broadcast, traveled over an hour for that one. I mean, I try to call every day.
Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do, Andrew. I am officially introducing the... And we will vote on it, not right now, but I am officially hereby, what is it when you bring something to the group? I am nominating you.
There you go.
I am officially nominating you personally, putting my name on it as an official afternoon show caller. We will come up with a nickname. Jack just had a nickname, but we have to wait until you actually get confirmed. Well,
what other caller has a nickname?
He wants one.
OG Wade?
Yeah. It's not even his name.
Well, here's the thing with OG
Kenny
Wade.
The Dirty 30?
We had to, well, they had that before he came to this show.
Well, it's built on a bunch of lies.
And we had to, with OG Wade, we had to distinguish which Wade was which, because we had the Wade from Chester, the one who knows the show very well, doesn't call very often. Shout out to Wade, because I know he's listening. And then you had the older Wade, who's OG Wade, who claims he was calling. He claims he got your dad popping back in the day in the 90s.
We could say, well, that was Levi. That was Levi.
That wasn't you, OG. Wait.
Yeah, that was Levi. How it could be something like OK Andrew, because his calls are only OK. Or
that's crazy.
Well, look, bro.
That's wild.
My initials are AK, but I
OK Andrew. Hold on, OK Andrew. That's where you at, man.
Dude, to convince Jackie Fritz to let me in. Come out to golf on Saturday, bro. Come to like Five Ponds or something. We'll go hit.
Yeah.
9 or 18.
You go play golf.
He's really working. He's working hard to get in here.
That's what I like. I like that he's working hard.
He's great. Yes. He's relentless.
All right, Andrew. Well, the nomination is in for OK Andrew, and we will vote on it by tomorrow's show. So you'll know by the time we get off the air tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to take the names, Andrew, to come to you, man.
Yep.
Where are you guys tailgating tomorrow? I'm pulling up.
Oh, man, we're tailgating K-Lot. No, I'm just kidding. We're not there.
Yeah, we're not tailgating. We're doing the show there beforehand.
The
yeah.
In Lot K?
No,
we're in the
Plaza. What's not even called?
Is it Pepsi now?
Pepsi Plaza.
Yeah, we'll be in the Pepsi Plaza.
All right, sweet.
All right, brother.
See you guys there.
All right, see you, Andrew. Okay, Andrew. I kind of like
Andrew.
That.
That was funny. I like that.
Okay. Jax was a little meaner.
This is called okay.
Yeah. So the top five, well, I mean, they are.
I forgot we just added another nickname guy. What's the Two Sigs?
Oh, Tommy Two Sigs.
Yeah, Tommy Two Sigs.
Yeah, he has a great nickname.
Did we give him that?
He said his friends call him that.
Yeah, Two Sigs.
His friends call him Two
Sigs. With that name.
Yes.
Yeah. And his sacrifice for Soto is giving up smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Right.
And he has said if they don't sign Soto, he's going to smoke more.
I'm not going to laugh about that one, but yeah. Come on.
I'm going to laugh. If you're listening, don't smoke. It's bad for you.
It's two packs.
Tommy's two cigs. I don't care. So I care, but like, what am I going to do as a grown man? What are we doing in top five of five next?
The best things that happened today.
Oh.
The best things that happened today?
There's a good amount of things that have gone on today.
Really?
Wow, really?
Yeah, there's enough to make a top five out of. I didn't know how to work in all of it, but I think I figured out a way to do it all.
In your day, or are you talking about just doing the show?
Well, my day. But also things around Philly sports.
Okay.
There's some funny, there's some serious, there's some audio. It's a mixture of it all.
Okay. That's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.